We now bring to these microphones David James. He joins me for our weekly conversation on an issue confronting the body of Christ, that as we look into the Word of God, the Bible, we get a better understanding of how to deal with that particular issue. And this week we're going to be talking about Ekil Eckstein and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. David, most of our listeners have probably seen the commercials put out by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews focusing on Holocaust survivors in the former Soviet Union or needy Jews there in Israel, and they do this as a part of their effort to raise relief funds. Now, this week, an article by the Times of Israel, that's one of the major newspapers there in the state of Israel, they focused on some of the controversy surrounding the organization and its founder.
That's right. The title of the article is Raising Christian Money for Jewish Causes, Star Rabbi Earns Praise and Scorn. And then they have a subtitle that says, Ekil Eckstein is great hit with evangelicals, but acceptance in Orthodox circles has been a far bumpier road. So the article focuses on a trip he was making to France. He was in Paris, and he was working on trying to get French Jews to Israel. Apparently about 450 have gone so far in the face of the growing anti-Semitism there. The article focuses on some of the work that he's done and the positive and favorable relationship he has with evangelicals, but also focuses on some of the things that the Orthodox Jews, especially in Israel, don't like. For example, they know in 2001, the chief Ashkenazi rabbi in Israel at the time published a letter condemning Eckstein's use of Christian money to, quote-unquote, expand Christian missionary propaganda. So, yes, he's certainly a target, and there is controversy surrounding him and the ministry.
David, can you give us some background information on the organization and its founder, Ekil Eckstein?
Well, Ekil Eckstein is an Orthodox rabbi. He studied at Yeshiva University and has a master's degree from there and Columbia University. He's also taught at Columbia University, Chicago Theological Seminary, and even Northern Baptist Seminary. He currently holds dual citizenship. He was born in the United States, but in 2002 became a dual citizen with Israel. He's written, I think, 7 books now, and a couple of them focus specifically on Christian-Jewish relations. One has to do with Christians or evangelicals understanding Judaism, and the other one has to do with Jews understanding evangelicals. In fact, the title of the book is Understanding Evangelicals, A Guide for the Jewish Community. Now, the ministry itself was founded in 1983 as the Holy Land Fellowship of Christians and Jews. At the time, he was the national co-director of interreligious affairs for the Anti-Defamation League. But the ministry has grown over the years and has sought to gain support and donations primarily from the conservative Christian community and the charismatic Christian community to help Jews worldwide, particularly as we noted in the former Soviet Union and in Israel.
David, just this little tidbit. Back in 1983, my family and I were living in Washington, D.C., and I got a contact with Ekil Eckstein. He actually asked me to meet with him. He laid out some of his plans for the future, which developed, of course, into what he is doing with the organization today. I had questions at that time, and I want to talk about Eckstein's detractors in just a moment. But he seems to enjoy almost celebrity status with both many Christian leaders as well as the Israeli government.
Well, that's true. You go to his website and he lists his endorsers. They're almost all evangelical leaders. Jack Havard, Church on the Way in Van Nuys, California, Pat Robertson, Pat Boone, Bill Bright, the founder of Campus Crusade, James Dobson, Richard Land, William Bennett, W.A. Criswell, the former pastor of First Baptist Dallas. So it just goes on and on, even Jerry Falwell. And then with the government of Israel, In 2010, he received the first ever award for special contribution to the welfare of the people of Israel. He also has received some 20 other awards. He's received awards from the Economic Forum, the Jerusalem Prize, the Community Service Leadership Award, and on it goes. So he definitely has, with those two groups, a lot of weight and a lot of influence.
You know, although Yekiel Eckstein is an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, his most vocal critics are from the Orthodox community. What are they upset about?
Well, there are several things. There's a website called Jewish Israel, and they have a scathing article concerning him. They said this, that Eckstein has been adamant in interviews with Jerusalem Post and Jewish Voice that he draws a red line at missionary activity, quoting him saying, "Although I work with many evangelical Christians, my ironclad rule is that I never will work with Christian organization or personality that engages in missionary work aimed at Jews." But that's clearly not true, because all of these evangelicals that he's working with and partnering with, and all those that he's receiving donations from, would certainly want to see Jews come to Christ, and that certainly has the Orthodox community upset. They're also concerned about blurring the lines between Judaism and Christianity, and in fact, you know, we've talked about this before, some Christians are doing the same thing as we talk about Messianic Judaism and Hebrew Roots Movement. So there's a lot of concern just all around with what he's doing.
You know, there is also a lot of controversy surrounding the finances of this particular ministry or operation. How much money are we talking about here, and about how many donors does he have on his list?
Well, there's an article on a website called Ministry Watch, and they noted that goes back a few years, but I think it's 2012. Just that year, he raised $113 million, and he says that he has 1 million people in his database. I saw a video just a couple of days ago where he said that he has now about 1.5 million people in his database, and those are primarily evangelical Christians.
Two indicators of the integrity of a nonprofit or a charity organization is the percentage of donations that goes to overhead and the director's income. What about this organization?
Well, as we noted, they're bringing in over $100 million a year. They are noted as having about 75% go toward ministry-related activity, which means that their overhead is at least 25%. That's based upon their website. But others have indicated that maybe even as much as the time you add in salaries and advertising costs and all these things, it may be as much as 40% overhead, which is a huge amount. Then when it comes to Eckstein's salary, there's an article in Charisma News where they examined several ministries, and they noted this, just a quote from their article. It says, "While the salary and benefit package of the head of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is at least 5 times higher than any other leader of an Israel-related ministry, he's making about $1.2 million a year." And they also note that it's more than double what the president of World Vision makes, and their ministry has a budget that's 10 times larger.
You know, the name of the organization is the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The relationship between the two groups, however, does not seem to be about fellowship at all, does it?
Well, it's not. You know, when you think of fellowship, especially in the context of Christians and Jews and within Christianity, you see it as a spiritual endeavor. It's a spiritual relationship based upon common beliefs. It's time where you pray together, worship together, as we would talk about fellowship, just enjoying one another's company in around these spiritual things. But there is no connection like that I've been able to see in my research. In fact, what it looks like to me is that Eckstein has really done a great job of connecting with evangelical Christians, but they are simply, as far as I can tell, a source of funding for his projects with the Jews, but there's no real genuine interaction. And another real concern is he's made it very clear that he wants to have nothing to do with those who would be Jewish believers. In other words, ethnic Jews who have come to faith in Christ. So between that and his statements about not wanting to see any problems proselytization going on and doesn't allow that within his organization, even sharing the gospel, this is hardly what you would call fellowship.
David, if Christians are truly concerned about the Jewish people, which we should be, they need to be careful about what organizations and or ministries that they give to, should they not?
Well, they should. And there, you know, there are a number of organizations and ministries that focus upon meeting the needs of Jews, both in Israel and around the world. There are a number of organizations, even within the state of Israel, where ethnic Jews who have become believers in Christ are working with their fellow countrymen and their fellow Jews. And they don't focus simply upon the social needs or the economic needs, but they focus first and foremost upon the spiritual needs. And they show love and compassion through meeting their physical needs, but the end goal is the eternal, not the temporal. And so people need to do their research and focus on those groups, and there are a number of them, where they can rightly invest in God's work in supporting Jews and the nation of Israel.
What about this, David? I suggest when I'm speaking in churches across America, and we have a Q&A, and always this man's name comes up in our Q&A. We give to this man, we give to the organization, should we? I said, number one, you need to go to the gatekeeper of the finances of this local church, and that would be the pastor of the church. You need to find out from him what he knows about the organization. Would he suggest it would be all right to give to the organization? But beyond that, they can call us here at Prophecy Today, 423-825-6247. And any question you may have about Yekiel Eckstein or this Fellowship of Christians and Jews or any organization that you're going to be giving to as it relates to the Jewish people or the State of Israel, we can give you some insight. Do you think that's an excellent idea before you start giving? And our focus, as you said, should be on winning them to Christ, not clothing and feeding them.
Sure, I agree 100%. I'm very much local church oriented, so I like to see everything at least start with the local church and get the pastor involved and give a guidance for our giving, and then resources like you who can give good background information as well.
David James, and a very important issue for the body of Christ today. Who do you give your monies to? What should the priority be? And if indeed you're going to give to help Jewish people come to know Christ, that may well be a priority. David, thank you for the research. Very important subject. So glad we're able to discuss this time. We'll have another conversation next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. Great to be with you again.